I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. The year is 1963, specifically on November 23rd, and just a day after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And as America would lose someone they considered a hero, Britain gained one they would not only call a hero, but an icon. Doctor Who is a science fiction series made in Britain. In fact, it's the longest-running science fiction series, as well as the most successful. And Doctor Who has made quite a name for itself since it started. It's had its ups and downs, good stories and bad stories. However, its whimsical and commanding presence remained the same even when no one was watching at all. So, in 1989, when the series had ended due to failing viewer numbers and a decline in public perception, they had always intended on bringing it back. People were asking how, but really they should have been asking where. Doctor Who would be revived by Philip Seagal in 1996 in America, of all places, creating a pilot movie that could serve as an introduction to a new series. Doctor Who, the movie, is a 1996 television movie directed by Jeffrey Sachs and written by Matthew Jacobs. The movie serves as a continuation of the series, with the Seventh Doctor, played by Sylvester McCoy, regenerating into the Eighth Doctor, played in this film by Paul McGann. The fact that Sylvester McCoy was even in this is a win. He was the last Doctor before the series ended in 1989, so he truly never got a proper send-off. And thanks to Philip Seagal being an avid Doctor Who fan, or Whovian for short, this film not only did that, but also introduced McGann to the public eye. He's also joined by Daphne Ashbrook, who plays companion Grace Holloway, as well as Yi Ji So, who plays Lee, a street punk who's tricked into working for The Master, one of the Doctor's greatest enemies, and played in this film by Eric Roberts. The story goes that the Master wants to use the Doctor's ship, the TARDIS, to steal his body and use it for nefarious purposes, since the Master can't regenerate anymore. In the process, it causes the Earth to deconstruct itself on a molecular level, and if he were to succeed, it would mean the extinction of the planet. And as I mentioned, this movie would have served as a pilot for a new Doctor Who series for the first time on a major American network. And although the film did this and sparked the triumphant return of Doctor Who, the ratings for the film were very disappointing, barely bringing in the numbers of what was initially projected. But still, it does serve as somewhat of a bridge between the original series and the newest series, which started in 2005. And although being the Doctor for one movie, Paul McGann did such a good job for what he got and has grown a cult following since then. And since this was made in the 90s, it has a lot of cheesy elements to it as well. There's one giant elaborate set that most of the budget went into, while a lot of scenes are filmed outside and in buildings so it could cost less money. Sometimes there are awkward camera shots and very dated effects, but it still has the same wonder that the rest of the series has, and after all, ever since the series started, Doctor Who has been known for being very low budget. It also helped that the movie tied into the rest of the continuity, and of course, since it was canon, it made it even more intriguing that when we next see the Doctor, it wasn't Paul McGann. We would eventually get the answers to those questions, but that's something to appreciate more the long way around. And this movie is very much different from both series anyway, but one thing that Doctor Who embraces more than most long-running series is change. Doctor Who constantly evolves and introduces new elements to the series while still keeping a pulse on the original source material. And the Doctor Who movie is a welcomed addition to that material, even with 60 years of history. This past November marks 60 years of Doctor Who, and this Saturday, December 9th, will mark the last of the three specials lined up for David Tennant as the 14th Doctor and the introduction of the 15th Doctor, played by Chuti Gatwa. But as the series moves forward, it's always nice to go back to look at its roots. So go watch the Doctor Who movie and experience some of those roots yourself. That is, if you manage to find it. Copies of the Doctor Who movie are only available on old DVDs that you can buy online or rent from Amazon or your local library. Or maybe you know somebody who owns a copy. Either way, take a gander and see what's in store on this adventure through time and space. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.